Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today, small businesses pay close attention to President Trump's remarks about outsourcing, and maybe the sexist language in your job listing is keeping you from finding quality candidates. And we're brought to you today by the folks at Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. American companies with production plants or IT facilities in places like India, China, and the Philippines are reportedly worrying that they'll come under the scrutiny of President Trump, who's blasted firms for moving operations overseas or outsourcing. More from Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Lauren, how big is outsourcing, by the way?
Just about every company of any size does. In fact, one person I spoke to who's an expert in outsourcing said every Fortune 500 company has something outsourced. Now, the visible stuff is things like car production or other forms of, you know, making goods that you can hold in your hand or, you know, touch. But there's a huge segment of outsourcing, which is IT services and other kinds of business processes like data entry. And most of that work is offshore at this point, largely to India.
Are some of the smaller companies hoping the president sticks to targeting the big ones?
I think that's most likely, since it's kind of abstract to people that, you know, there's somebody in a cubicle farm somewhere doing data entry or processing transactions. But, you know, even so, there are still companies that are concerned about this and are wondering, you know, should they continue to sign contracts for process, business process and IT offshoring? Should they increase their contracts if that's what they were planning to do? And many are looking at alternatives. I spoke to the head of outsourcing for a big global bank that does a lot of its transaction processing overseas, mainly in India. And they've asked their vendors to reserve or find space for them in some U.S. cities. Now, these are Indian vendors, but many of them still have operations here in the U.S. They're just much smaller than what they have in India. And so, you know, this bank, this executive basically said, like, we'll use some of that space no matter what, because, first of all, they can always use additional space, and there are certain processes that you can't send overseas for privacy and other reasons. So he said, you know, this is just a good move for us to have the space available. We know we'll use it, and either it's because of political pressure or just because our business is growing, we'll use it.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Her piece is called Trump's Attacks on Outsourcing Put Companies on Guard. Are there proper U.S.-based alternatives to some overseas industries?
Well, the outsourcing business as a whole is changing, and it's moving, especially in IT and business process outsourcing, it's moving much more towards automation. Even long before Trump was even a name on the political scene, the vendors of these kinds of services were figuring out, how can we do this with fewer people? It's more cost effective. You know, they say it can reduce the number of errors that are made. So that's really the move, the direction that this is going in. And that's very interesting, because while some of that work, or even a lot of that work, might be reshored back to the U.S., the jobs are not coming back here. So I had one person at a big outsourcing company say, you know, if you have 3,000 or 5,000 people in India doing very basic data entry operations, you can bring that to the U.S. With technology that currently exists, and maybe you'll need 50 people. So, you know, the number, the thousands of jobs that have already been lost, at first it was offshoring, now it's automation, they're just not going to come back. And I mean, it's hard for consumers, I think, to trace where increases in cost are coming from. But, you know, that's something that executives are under a lot of pressure for, because if they do bring something back to the U.S. and it does increase costs, they've got to worry about consumers, they've got to worry about their own shareholders, you know, being upset about that. A lot of the pressure to reduce costs comes from shareholders, especially activists wanting to see things done as efficiently as possibly, which means usually as low cost as possible.
It's Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Coming up next, how the language in your job listing may be scaring away the best potential employees. And we're brought to you today by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Maybe your small business can't find the right candidate because you're using sexist language in the listing. The New York Times says one of the biggest economic riddles today is why out-of-work men are not pursuing the jobs that are growing the most, which are mainly in healthcare. A big reason is that these so-called pink-collar jobs are mostly done by women, and that turns off some men. Job postings for home health aides say applicants need to be, quote, sympathetic, caring, empathetic, and focused on families. It turns out that doesn't lead very many men to apply. An analysis of listings for the 14 fastest-growing jobs found that employers used feminine language, which has been statistically shown to attract women and deter men. The most feminine, quote, job postings were those for home health aides, a job 89% female and projected to grow 38% over the next few years. Common keywords are more likely to result in a female hire. The Times says job listings for other fast-growing and female-dominated jobs like nurse practitioner, genetic counselor, and physician assistant used similarly feminine language. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, we'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.